was a bit more difficult to get ready for these Thursday games.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, because it really throws your whole week into something totally.
Oh, sorry, guys.
I mean, it's a short week, but I think the biggest thing is getting the mental, you know, preparation and being on your P's and Q's and kind of going out there and executing.
You guys mixed it up a lot on your line just in terms of alignment last week. Are you looking forward to the challenge of going up against Jake Long?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, every week it's another great opponent. And, you know, this week at hand, we got to, you know, not just myself, but everybody has to be ready, like I said, mentally, because it's a short week, and, you know, get your rest and be ready to go out there for the challenge.
Mario, do you think people were wrong to buy into the high expectations before the season began, given the fact this team is 3-6?
No, I mean, we still got a lot of football left. We're definitely still anxious to get out there on the field. You know, the biggest thing for us is just to go out there and make a stand.
But it's got to start. I mean, it's got to start.
Oh, yeah, definitely got to start sometime. I mean, I think the biggest thing, obviously, like I said, we got 7 games left. But, you know, if you don't start it, you know, sooner than later, then, you know, we're basically going to be spinning our wheels.
Yeah, you understand the impatience that people have?
I mean, there's nobody I think that feels it more than we do.
Because I don't know if anybody expected the Bills at this point to be 3-6. And, I mean, you look at the Dolphins, and they're 4-5, and they were supposed to be essentially, you know, cast-offs here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's happened in the past right now has happened. If we sit here and as a team harp on that and not focus on, you know, trying to win a game and keeping our morale high, then you know, we're not going to get any better. So I think the biggest thing for us is stay confident and get focused. And like I said, you know, go out there and make it happen. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You sit here and dwell on everything else, I mean, we're going to be sitting right where we are.
How do you do that? How do you keep morale high, given the fact that, you know what you're facing?
Because every game is a new game. I mean, you know, the past is the past. Whether or not if we won all the games we played so far, we can go out and lose the next 7. I mean, so it's always a new game. You got to have a short memory in the sense of you can't let it drag on to the next week because, like I said, we're just going to be sitting in the same spot. Just as if you're a winning team, I mean, you mess around and say, oh, we've been winning this whole time, and then you end up losing every game that you have left. It's the same thing. I mean, you got to take every game as a new game and a new hope.
Tennessee disguised a lot of different things defensively. You've been against a rookie quarterback and a young quarterback, mixing up some different blitz schemes and pressures and disguising some things that you can really start getting to him a little bit.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, watching film, he gets the ball off quick. And I think they're going to protect him with being able to get safe, sure routes, you know, to get the ball out of his hands so he's not getting hit. And so he doesn't have to make the first, second, and third read. I think it's the biggest thing. So I think a key for us this week is definitely getting batted passes because that's going to be just as big as getting a sack because, like I said, he's getting the ball out pretty quick.
The penalty situation, is that just concentration? I mean, you guys did better in the second half than in the first half, but the first half really hurt you guys.
I mean, it definitely did. I think some of the penalties, you know, it could have been either way. You know, there were some penalties that should have been called that maybe weren't called. But at the end of the day, you know, it's part of the game. I mean, if it's said to be a penalty, whether or not if it was, you know, like an obvious one or just something that could have been nitpicky, it is what it is. You know, refs make the call. I mean, that's what they get paid for. And, you know, we got to play with it. No matter what it is, we just can't give them a reason to make calls. And I think that was the biggest thing that hurt us this past week.
How strange is this schedule? Does it seem like forever that these guys have been throwing up 3 games in 9 weeks?
Yeah, it does. But it's also going by extremely fast. You know what I mean? It's almost Thanksgiving now. I mean, it's we've been going, but honestly, it almost feels like it's just been a blur, you know, with everything that's been happening. As quick as these games have been going by. But, you know, I think we got a stretch here that we'll be home mostly. So, you know, we'll see what's going on.